7-3, guys. We'll talk to you again soon. This is DA3 JWO. And thanks for the congratulations.
Yeah, my friend, congratulations on your new home. That's exciting stuff for sure. Take care. Take care, guys. All the best. And I use a phrase once in a while, Will, that denial is no friend. And Charlie thought about that when he was going through this. And Jimmy says denial is no friend. I need to pay attention. Right, Charlie?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. 3 o'clock Monday morning, it was. About went through my head. I thought, well, we're going. So, it took a while to get things moving in the hospital, but eventually, they got it back home. 7-3, y'all. And I'm going to go back to family here with a couple of things. WB2HCV, 7-3, guys.
7-3, guys. WB2KEO.
Join us tonight at 8:30 p.m. for the NewbieNet. For more information, please visit 85radchunet.ddns.net/NewbieNet. Please join us tonight at 8:30 p.m. for the NewbieNet. For more information, please visit 85radchunet.ddns.net/NewbieNet.
This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.
KC2KOO Meta.
This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.
OKK, listening.
K2LKK, KC2KOO Meta.
Good afternoon, Dave. Yeah, I'll be all right. Yeah. It's been an interesting day.
Good afternoon, Lou. Hopefully interesting in a good way and not a bad way.
Certainly not a terrible way. Just been busy.
Oh, well, there you go. It can always be worse, you know? That's the whole thing. So, what's new? What's going on?
You had a meeting with the people that are helping me with job placement this morning, and then I attended a workshop for Monroe County and New York State Civil Service where how to apply and kind of all the ins and outs of civil service testing and, all of that stuff. Which, unfortunately, the bus company sent my paratransit ride before the workshop finished, mostly because the workshop ran longer than they said it was going to.
Gotcha. Well, that's good that you're getting out there and looking at the opportunities and that, and your service. That might be an option too. Great option there. I know a few people that have gone through that, and they've gotten some good jobs.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a quiet week for me next week because the person that I've been primarily working with is on vacation next week. So I'm going to have to kind of shake the bushes on my own.
Gotcha. Well, that's it. Keep pushing, buddy. I know it gets discouraging and everything else, but, you just got to keep working it, at this point. But did you hear back from that one opportunity that was sounded pretty similar to what you were doing before? Did anything come of that?
We haven't heard anything from them, and ironically, you should mention that because I sent them a follow-up email just a few minutes ago saying, hey, I'm still interested if you've still got an opportunity available. The hard thing about that particular company is it's really hard to get a hold of anybody on the telephone. If you try to call down there, they basically just direct you to email them. But I did. This is K2LKJ.
Yeah, that's how a lot of companies are now. A lot of companies are that way, email only. So even within the company I work for, I notice I get emails from people that I don't know, that I haven't worked with in other departments, and they ask a rather complex question that would be a multi-paragraph response or a two-minute phone conversation. And I go and look, and they don't even in their contact card, they don't have their phone number anymore, Primary mode of contact, email only. And it's like, man, oh man, times continue to change.